Concluding his exploration of the historical Kennedy Center, here's David Smith with this week's edition of David in Art.
As it had been for Eisenhower, a project to build a National Cultural Center for the Performing Arts was, for President John Kennedy, a strong and clear international statement. In addition to its potential role in American cultural life, it was an answer to all the cultural activities by the Soviet Union. Kennedy noted that because all the great capitals of the world had a national performing arts center, Washington was sorely and obviously lacking. This national building would fill that void and, in so doing, energize the whole nation. Kennedy assured the center's board of trustees that his administration, like the previous one, would give the project every possible support. But progress still went forward at a snail's pace. Hoping to energize the fundraising campaign, early in 1962, he appointed former First Lady Mamie Eisenhower and First Lady Jackie Kennedy as honorary co-chairs of the center. In October, he announced that the week after Thanksgiving would be National Cultural Center Week. The highlight would be a gala event on the 29th, called An American Pageant of the Arts. That Thursday evening was cold and clear as the formally dressed crowd gathered at the vast National Guard armory on the east side of town near the new municipal stadium. Dinner began at 7 o'clock and the show at 9:30. The president and first lady were there along with the vice president and Mrs. Johnson. Dwight and Mamie Eisenhower joined in via closed-circuit television from Augusta, Georgia, where they were vacationing. Leonard Bernstein served as the host, while Pablo Casals, Marian Anderson, Van Cliburn, Harry Belafonte, Robert Frost, Bob Newhart, Hal Holbrook, and many others took part. A 7-year-old cello prodigy named Yo-Yo Ma performed, accompanied on piano by his 11-year-old sister. The U.S. Navy Band played, in part because both the President and Vice President had served in the Navy during World War II. Actor Danny Kaye conducted the National Symphony Orchestra, doing a comedic imitation of Bernstein that brought the house down. Communities large and small all around the country watched the broadcast and called in pledges. Roger Stevens, the current chairman of the center's board, noted that while the country had been founded by people seeking freedom of thought and expression, that concern had never properly been reflected among our national monuments here in Washington. The National Cultural Center would fix that, if they could get it built.
David in Art is a production of KWBU. To find this and previous episodes, look under the Programs tab at kwbu.org.